Scottish football club Heart of Midlothian, or Hearts as they are known throughout the footballing world, are well known for having a famous old football ground called Tynecastle, which is known for creating one of the best atmospheres in the UK. But what is it like for blind and partially sighted fans of the Edinburgh club? Joining me to tell me more is Keith Ferguson, who's Hearts Disability Access Officer. So Keith, thanks very much for coming on the show. So tell us about the facilities you've got on offer for blind fans and disabled fans at Tynecastle.
Well, we'll focus first on the facilities for the blind fans. For some years, we've provided audio descriptive commentary, and that's developed over the years in terms of the equipment. And at one time, they all had to sit together and there was somebody with a microphone and they all had earphones to listen in. However, now use little radio transmitters to pick up the commentary, and they can sit anywhere in the stadium. But we actually have some people that were here many years ago when it was the old setup, and they like to sit in the same seat. So we allowed them to do that when the new stand was built. But basically, you can sit anywhere. The receivers are either collected by another member of the family, or we can deliver it to the person if that's a challenge for getting it picked up. We also provide the earphones. The whole service is provided free of charge. And we have approximately about 20 regulars that come to the home games. I have three guys in my team to commentate. One does the first half, one does the second half. The other person is available to make sure equipment doesn't break down and sort out any emergencies. So we're keen to expand that. And if there's anybody out there that hears this that's interested in getting the service, they should contact me. In terms of other disabilities in general, we provide any support that's needed for anybody that's a wheelchair user that has mobility issues, that's hard of hearing, and also people with learning difficulties and mental health challenges. And whatever support they might need, we try and provide it. One of the things that is a problem at the moment is trying to provide quiet area for people who perhaps have autism. And that's there's quite a demand for that. And that's something I'm looking at. So it's a busy job. We have about roughly 500 people in our database that have a level of disability. And that's about 3% of the season ticket holder base. And that's about right for a football club, because generally the percentage of the population that has a disability is around 5%.
Now, I know the team have been doing well lately, so hopefully someone listening might be tempted to come along and sample the atmosphere. And you mentioned of the 20 or so fans, are they season ticket holders? Or can you still pick up single games?
Our regulars, I should have actually expanded a little. Most of our regulars are season ticket holders. We have others that are regulars that come to specific games. But we often have requests for certain matches, people coming to hospitality for a one-off game. So, yes, we can accommodate any request, even if it's one match or somebody's coming now and again. Obviously, if it's on a match-by-match basis, we need to know that they're coming and they need to contact me in advance. But, yeah, we can provide it for all the games. And one of the things I need to do next season is focus on games that are played at Tynecastle, such as the women's football team, because attendances are growing there and we want to start providing commentary for these games as well.
And we had Billy Gilroy, one of Hearts' biggest fans, on talking about his experience and how the club and RNIB had helped him by moving seat, etc.
Yeah, well, Billy has been a customer for many years. I listened to his interview. I thought was excellent. Billy sat in the original area at first, but then he wanted to move somewhere else and we were able to move them. And also, as I said, you can pick up the commentary no matter where you sit in the stadium. So yeah, I thought Billy's comments were excellent, and yeah, he is one of our long-standing customers.
And obviously we're praising the work being done at Tynecastle, but the work doesn't stop there, does it?
Well, there's actually three things. There's both long-term and short-term. I would like to see some structural work done to improve the sight lines for wheelchair users. Unfortunately, they're not as good as I'd like them to be, but that's because we inherited the stadium from the previous owners, and that would be a big job to change it, but we are looking at that. The other thing is, I mentioned it earlier, I would like to provide more support for
people, and it's usually young people and children with autism, so that there's a quiet area for them to go, and we can provide ear defenders. And the other thing with regard to the blind fans is I've just recently upgraded all the rechargeable batteries and headphones, and I have budget approval to buy a complete new set of equipment for next season, which will be a big improvement on the equipment we have, which is getting a bit old and sometimes difficult to repair if something goes wrong. So next season, our blind customers should notice a far more improved service. It will include things like two commentators at the one time. Receivers are not as bulky as the ones that we have. So all round, it should be a better service for them for next season.
And how do people find out more, Keith?
Yes, well, on our website, there is a page with accessibility information. And on that page, there's a summary of what we provide, but it also provides my telephone number and my email address. And if anybody wants to contact me with any question, no matter how big or small, they should feel free to do so. And if anybody is particularly interested in wanting to try out the audio descriptive commentary, they should contact me and I will set that up for them and also arrange tickets for them. And hopefully our number of 20 will go up over the coming seasons.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Keith. Good luck for the future. Keith Ferguson, Hearts Disability Access Officer, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bye.